when I get up here, you know Yom's coming soon. When I start the Lachos of Purim, when I start with the Lachos of Matzah Shekel, we blame Parsha Shkolim at last Shabbos. The reason why we did so is because Bisman, Bismitich was standing, every member of Kaiso, the Torah says, was to give a... Let me correct that. All males of Kaiso were mechuyev to give a donation to the Beis HaMikdash to be part, that they should have a chelek in the karbonis. And that amount was a maxis of the coin, which they used in the time of the service, called a shekel. Actually, Bisman Chazal is referred to as a sela. The shekel mentioned in the Gemara was actually the maxis of shekel of the Torah. The word shekel in the Torah, Chazal referred to as a sela. And the shekel of the Chazal was actually half of that amount. So that shekel, which they would refer to, was the maxis shekel, which you would give to the Beis HaMikdash. The karbonis were then purchased from these coins. That started in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they would use that money. Each year they would use a new collection of money to buy the karbonis. They would not use last year's money. They would take the remaining money left over for the previous year and use it for other purposes. So starting Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they had to have money in the coffers of the Beis HaMikdash to start purchasing the karbonis. So how they do that? They started collecting from Rosh Chodesh Adar. They started collecting the Masa Shekel from people in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, at the beginning of the mission says at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would start making the announcement that people should bring their shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal instituted for us that we have a zecher of that by laying Parsha Shkolim, is a zecher of that, the Shabbat Farmas Vaseinu, that we are fulfilling our obligation of giving to the Beis HaMikdash by reading about giving to the Beis HaMikdash. Besides that, which is the Kamas Chazal, there became a minig in Klal Yisrael to give a zecher for the Masas HaShekel sometime during the month of Adar, which is what they did. Sometime during the month of Adar, a person would give this amount of money to the Beis HaMikdash. We give a zecher. The person should be careful, preferably to say that this is only a zecher. If he said this is for a machzor shekel, some opinions say he's being machzor to the Beis HaMikdash, which would be problematic. So a person should, if he did so, it's understood that he didn't really mean that, but it's preferable to say zecher lemachzor shekel. When do you give it? So mikra din can be given anytime during Adar. Our minhag is to give it to Staka. The different minhag of when exactly to give it. The Mishabura says that the minhag is to give it on Tainus Esther before Mincha. It's giving money to stock on a Tainus is an appropriate thing to do. So on Tainus Esther before Mincha, we put out the donation plate and people put in their donation of the Masas HaShekel. What do you give? So the Ramah says that you take the coin of the country, the standard, the basic coin of the country, and you give a half of that. So in America, the basic unit of currency we use is a dollar, so we give a half dollar. A country which has no half dollar, it has no half coin. So that Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked this question by a certain country, they didn't have such a coin. He says you can give half dollars because dollars are used throughout the world. So wherever you want to go, you could use a half dollar. He said. So you give half dollars. How many do you give? So Mikra at the end of the Zechamath Shekel should be they gave one half shekel. We should give one half dollar. But since it says three times in the parsha the word truma, so the Ramah says that the minhag became to give three times that amount. So we give a dollar and a half. Must you give actual half dollar coins? So Bisman Chazal, when they gave the Masas HaShekel, it's very clear in the Mishnayos and Masechta Shkolim, you did not need to give a specific coin. You have to give a certain value of money. You could give it a prutas, you could give it anything you wanted to give it to. There was a charge for giving it a prutas, a currency exchange charge, but you do not need to give it in specifically a Masas HaShekel. So therefore, you do not need to give it in specifically half dollars. You need to give the value of that amount of money. You need to give it. So if a person wants to write a check for $1.50, that is fine. There's no need to use specifically half dollar coins. The reason why there is a minig, you see that there's half dollar coins over there. Many people are giving half dollar coins, etc. There are two reasons why that is so. The first one is if you can get your hands on older half half dollars which have silver content. Rosh Hashanah pointed out there is a mile of giving something which was silver, because the coin they gave was silver. It's a mile, it's not a chiyuv. So again, a person definitely could be yotze by writing a check for $1.50. That's all he has to do. He doesn't have to worry about the fact that it's half dollars. And most nowadays half dollars do not have silver content anyway. The other reason was, historically, there was a time in Klal Yisrael where people were very poor. They could not afford to give that amount of money. So what the Gabbai would do is he would put in the plate with intent to use for the tzibur those three coins, and each person would come and pick up the coins, be kind of them, donate them back to the tzibur, and then put a penny of his own into the pushka. So he fulfilled the minute giving three half dollars, because he was kind of three half coins, whatever it was, three half rubles, whatever the coin was, by giving it. Because he was kind of from the tzibur, he gave it back to the tzibur. Then the next person would come and do the same thing, and then he would give some money to the tzedakah. Now nowadays, Baruch Hashem, I believe that we're not in the situation that anybody in this room cannot afford to give $1.50. So there's no need for him to pick up those three coins to give it. He just gives you $1.50, and that is sufficient. There's no need of adding on to Masas HaShekel money. The minister give $1.50. That's it. So I open up the pushka, and there's the plate, and there's a check for $20. So there is a minig, we'll see, we'll talk about, you know, who you have to give for. You give for members of your household. The math does not work out that $1.50 times any amount of money equals $20. $19.50 works, $21 works. $20 does not work. There's no such multiple of $1.50. So a person's giving extra money. There's no inyan of giving extra money, to Matzah HaShekel. There's inyan of giving money to Tzedakah. This money goes to Tzedakah. But don't think you have a mile of giving any extra money for Matzah HaShekel. You want to give extra money for give extra money to Matanas Lev Yoinim. Matanas Lev Yoinim, there's inyan of being moistive as much as you can. Now, practically, in this yeshiva, the money which is given for Matzah HaShekel goes for Matanas Lev Yoinim as well. But if you're in a shul, well, that's not necessarily true. Actually, the minhag was some place that they would give the money to the chazan. Right, that's how they used to pay it. So that's not necessarily tzedakah, giving extra money. You want to give the chazan a donation, that's very nice. But that's nothing to do with Matzah HaShekel. So I want to make that clear. That there's no need to be moistiv. When I see a multiple, a check for $6, it makes sense. One last point. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention this minhag. It's mentioned in the Ramah. So what is the minhag of the Svardim? So Rav Avadya says, based on the different makaris, so he quotes, the minhag of the Svardim is actually not to give three half dollars. The minhag is to give one. However, he does it based on silver content of a Matzah HaShekel. So we calculate, what was the value of a Matzah HaShekel? How much silver there was in a Matzah HaShekel that Chazal, they gave in the time of Chazal? And you should give that amount of money based on the cost of silver today. So I did, based on my reading right now, it would be $6, and the one half dollar that you should be giving, the one half check that you should be giving, according to the Minhag of Svardim, for today is $6.12. You would have to check it again on the day of Tainus Esther to see how much that is. So that's, they're giving less, but they're also giving more. So if you are following that minhag, you should ask a halacha shal exactly what your chiyuvim are. Okay, have a good morning, Mishnah. We'll finish up the halachas of this tomorrow.